Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, TiVo, and tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I'm going to go ahead with a couple of quick announcements. I want to make sure, if you missed it on yesterday, we had Faith Come By Hearing with none other than Elder Bertha Askew. The show came on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It was an awesome show. We all know that Elder can pray the house down. It's just awesome, awesome, awesome. Amen. Glory to God. And if you move on down a little bit further, we have something we call the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. This show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then I'll give you a 30-minute window break. You can go and get your sip of Sprite, some water, whatever you prefer, and you move on down. And the next, you will have Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, none other than Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 5 o'clock Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And let's go back up just a little bit. On Tuesday night, we have none other than One Word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rouse, and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to encourage you, if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, someone that can help you to pull the kinks out, glory to God, so you can go on down the road with Jesus and know your calling, you can hit Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse up on Facebook. You can inbox them and let them know what the need may be, and they will get back with you. You can go on, it's Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and it's Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook. You can hit them up and let them know what the need may be, and they will get back with you, because you want everybody to walk in their destiny, and sometimes you don't know how to get there. Well, it's okay. I'm setting you up. I'm hooking you up with the hookup. You know, sometimes you have to hook up with the hookup, so that's what I'm doing, hooking you up. So you can go ahead and inbox them and let them know what the need may be. Glory to God. And I also want to encourage you to come on and join us. It's fantastic. I want you to come on over here and sow into the ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're all under the same umbrella. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you to come on and partner. And in partnering, you will receive many, many, many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more. Come on, you can't beat that. I know I went in the other day in a restaurant, and I'm like, man, what did I get? Do I need to wash some dishes or something? You know, it was over $25. I'm like, man, did I eat that much? Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and sow and be a part of this ministry. This ministry is taking off, glory to God, hallelujah. I mean, you know, some said a right start. Nah, we've been had the right start. We're taking off into a new realm, glory to God. So I want you to come on and join and see what God wants to do in your life, glory to God. You won't be discouraged, but you will be encouraged. So I want you to come on and get in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you in these last and evil days. As you can see, we are in the last and evil days. There's so many things happening, earthquakes in different places, and things are happening. And I know everybody watch the news, you know, to see what's going on. Glory to God. But I want you to come on in and fear not. Know that God is with thee. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, glory to God. So come on in and get in on the ground floor and see where God wants to take you. Amen, hallelujah. With all that said, keep all the announcements, amen, glory to God. I have a caller on the line that's been on ever since I came on. So I'm going to go ahead before I open up, and I'm going to take this call. Glory to God. Caller 917, you are live and on the air. Can you tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request?
Well, praise God. God bless you, woman of God. I'm just excited. Amen. I'm a first-time caller, and I was in prayer today, and as I just happened to look on blog radio, I was just praying. Spirit of the Lord said to call in. And I said, Lord, I don't call in. I don't really know about, you know, we got prophets, different things. But I don't really, but God, I obeyed the Spirit of the Lord. I thank God for you. Just your words are just speaking. It just spoke to my heart. And I want prayer for my goddaughter. She's living a lawless night. She's been lawlessness. She's been doing a lot of things to me. And I've been showing her the love of God and taking abuse and advantage. So whatever the Lord leads you to say, her name is Shamika Alexander, and I want prayer for me, however way the Lord would lead you. I thank God for being on the airway. And my name is Brother Coleman, calling from New York, and because I was really calling for prayer for her, but then God said, listen, let the woman of God speak over your life as well, too, because there may be a word from the Lord. So I'm going to shut my mouth, and thank you so much. God bless you, woman of God, and thank you so much. God bless you. Brother Coleman from Brooklyn, New York, and my goddaughter, her name is Shamika Alexander, and I'm believing God to give her a miracle, just to live with that. God will put a hook in her. Have a way, Lord, lead you to pray. God bless you.
Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray right now for his goddaughter, Lord. We know, Lord God, you can move all things, Lord God, out of the way, Lord God. Everything that's trying to hinder her, Lord, everything that's not like you, oh God, we know that you are the deliverer. So, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch her in a mighty way, oh Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to send someone by, Lord, to touch her wherever she needs a touch, Lord, from you, Lord, because we know everything will be all right. We know we serve a miracle-working God, so nothing falls short concerning the Father God in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to give us strength, Lord God. We ask you to lead her down the right path, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to reach out and grab her and snatch her back. Oh, my God. Snatch her back into the kingdom of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that this man of God, Lord God, loves her, and he wants her to serve you, Lord, with all her heart. So, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch her in a mighty way, oh Lord. You say one plant, one water, and you give the increase. We thank you, Lord God, that you're increasing it right now, Lord God. Lord, don't let her rest, don't let her sleep, Lord God. In the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus,
Lord.
Until she has turned around completely. 100 is returned, Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray, Lord God, for the man of God right now, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, whatever the need may be, Lord, only you know. You know the deep things, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as he have talked to you in the middle of the night, Lord God, as you have woken him out of his sleep, Lord God. And he has came, Lord God, and said, Lord, what would you have me to do? How would you have me to do it, Lord God? Now, Lord, I can't hear your voice sometimes, Lord, because my mind is so cloudy. So God, we speak to that mind right now, Lord God, that it line up with the word of God, oh God. Lord, free his mind from everything and everybody that's trying to hinder him, Lord God, so he can hear the word of God and travel down the road that you would have him to go, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to give him peace. Give him comfort, Lord God, where he needs the peace of God to rest on his shoulder like a dove, oh Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you to move all hindrances out of the way right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, that you are the peacemaker. You're the peacekeeper.
Yes,
so we speak peace from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord God. We ask you, Lord, to cover him under the blood of the Lamb, Lord God. For the enemy, take find him right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you that the next, Lord God, 30 days will be a clear path for him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. He shall walk through, Lord God. Oh, my God. He shall not be harmed. Everything that's been standing in his way, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord
Jesus.
God, you're moving right now, Lord God. Oh,
Lord,
my God. Enemies on the left and enemies on the right. As you go through, you will walk through a clear path in the mighty name
Lord,
of Jesus. No more hindrances in the mind. Oh, let your mind just rest in the Lord. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
In the mighty
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus. Lord God,
Jesus.
We thank you. We give you glory. We
yes,
give
Lord.
You honor. And we praise your
yes,
holy
Lord.
Name on high. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You,
glory to God.
Yes.
And caller, we thank you.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead. Amen. I'm going to open a quick prayer. Hallelujah. If you desire prayer at this time, go ahead and press the one and I will bring you in for prayer. You know, God moves in his own spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, we can't tell him when, we can't tell him how. Hallelujah. You know, I'm hearing Psalm said, well, you know, hallelujah, glory to God. It don't matter. No, it really don't matter. When God get ready to move, he going to move regardless of what you say or regardless of what I say. As long as we're praying and staying on top of what we need to stay on top of things and read and pray and seek his face. And you know what he's saying? There's not enough of that going on. It really isn't, because you're being hindered by so many things. There are things that's going on around us now that's hindering us. Well, let me tell you one thing that I know for sure. TV. Hallelujah. Telephone. There's two things. One was TV, one telephone. Those two things will hinder you. So you got to be careful about those things. You know, don't give the TV and the telephone more time than you give God. Hallelujah. And don't give the going out to the soccer game and all that stuff. You go, you run, you rip, hallelujah. It's just a sidebar. I ain't going to charge you for this. I'm going to give you this for free. Okay? Glory to God. Don't go and run, as the old people say, amen. And let me tell y'all something. Elderly people got a lot of wisdom. So young people, y'all need to listen when they're talking to you. Yeah, I hear the Lord saying, you know, it's not enough of that. You think that they ain't got no wisdom. Well, you know what they'll say? Well, you know what, mama, you old. Daddy, you old. But guess what? They done been down the road that you trying to go down, and guess what? It got them nothing. So they don't want to see you go down that same road. Glory to God. When they try to tell you something, be attentive and listen. Listen with the spirit in you. Don't just listen just to say, well, I hear you. I've been there, done that. And guess what? It got me nowhere. It did not. Nowhere. Hallelujah. So be attentive. I know there's some young people that's listening on this line on today, and you'll come across it, amen, and because all the shows are pre-recorded, and I want you to listen, because I'm seeing too much going on with our young people, our youth. There's just too much happening. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, the Bible said that there's a generation that's coming that's going to be worse than the one that's already here. And, oh, my God, I was telling someone the other day, I said, if it is, my God, oh, we got to pray. We got to pray and we got to pray. Glory to God. Your angels will camp around you, but you got to learn how to call them in for your children. And when they go to the bus stop, be careful and go with them and stand there. Don't think that somebody else going to watch your child better than you do. Hallelujah. That ain't going to happen. If you got the time, watch them get on that bus. Hallelujah. And if you got time, watch them get off. And if some of them got grandparents, you know, you can do all these things to help keep them what? Safe. Glory to God. And come on, listen up when they try to talk to you and tell you something, because sometimes you don't want to hear it. But it all work out for your good. That's why they come to you, to tell you different things. Hallelujah. Because they done already done that. They done been there and done that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know, you hear so many times, well, mama, you don't know what you're talking about. Daddy, you don't know what you're talking about. Grandma, you don't know what you're talking about. Yes, they do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I was having a discussion, and I have many, many discussions. We're going to get to the word. Hold on just a minute. Hallelujah. We were discussing yesterday, you know, about, you know, people getting married and, you know, just doing different things and how man's supposed to treat woman and woman treat man, you know, just different things. And they were saying 50-50. I said, no, They said, what? I said, And me and another one of my siblings, we were discussing it, and she looked at me, and I looked at her. I said, We told him, that is not the way it's going to be. I said, God called you, hallelujah. This is what you're supposed to do. We was explaining to them and talking to them, and they didn't do nothing but just sit there and shook their heads, you know. But we were telling them how it's supposed to be. Well, that's a whole nother sermon. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But You're supposed to take care of your wife. Yes, you do. Glory to God. Take care of her. And even if you're dating, you go out, it's not 50-50 now. If you can't buy me no dinner, you can't buy me no drink. Hallelujah, glory to God. You can't open the door. Come on. You got to keep it real, ladies. Glory to God. Now, I know it. Glory to God. I'm not talking about what the ladies part. We're talking about the men's part right now. I'm not bashing. I'm just saying. Glory to God. Because you're seeing too much going on. You know, if you wait on God, he'll send him back. You can meet him in the grocery store. You can meet him out anywhere. You can be going to your car. You can meet him there. Be careful, glory to God, about what you're doing. And be careful how you're trying to meet men. Hallelujah. That's just something, amen, that's been stuck with me for a while, and I just decided to release it. Come on, glory to God. Be careful. Hallelujah. If it's for you, he's going to give it to you. Whatever for you, no man, amen, can stop God from blessing you. If he's for you, God's going to give it to you. He's going to release him in the right time, in his own time. So just be careful. I just encourage you, be careful, especially this time of year. Be careful. We were talking about it, so be careful. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and get into the message. Hallelujah. I'm going to be reading today a familiar passage and a piece of scripture, and I know you've already heard it. But we're going to take it, amen, just like it is. Hallelujah. We ain't going to take and we ain't going to add nothing to it. Glory to God. I'm going to be reading from John chapter 3 and verse 16. For God so loved, understand when he said loved, hallelujah. He didn't say he loved just one person. He didn't say he just loved me, hallelujah. He said he loved. That means he loved multitudes. Glory to God, hallelujah. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, we're going to look at unconditional love, agape love. You know, in order to have that type of love, glory to God, it's got to be on the inside. You know, you can easily say, well, you know what? I love you, Sarah, because you brought me this big gift. And it was wrapped in a big, nice, pretty box. Thank you, Sarah, for that gift. But can you love Sarah, glory to God, if Sarah don't give you anything? See, the thing about it is, agape love is love from on the inside, and you freely give. Whenever the pastor, the preacher, teaches, well, you know what, amen, it's time to pay your tithes and offering. Okay, can you give that? Hallelujah. Because you got the love of God, and the Bible says that you need to give. Hallelujah. Give and it shall be given. So there'll be meat on my table. Glory to God. Can you give? Hallelujah. Like that. Instead of over here murmuring, complaining, well, you know what? I know y'all said you talk about money, but it's okay. Let's ride. Because I know a lot of times what's going on now, people are getting ready to shop. Hallelujah. And then they'll take their money that they're supposed to pay their tithes and offering with and do what? Shop. But that's just not so. If you stay in God's word and do what he asks you to do and do what you're supposed to do, hallelujah, with your money, your tithes, and your offering, hallelujah, then guess what? He'll give you money to go shopping. You don't have to go out there and give your tithes and your offering money. I'm going to go out here, I ain't getting my money this time. Now, I'm going to wait, and I'm going to go over here, and I'm going to shop because, you know, that Friday is coming up. That Friday, glory to God, is coming up. And I'm going to wait, and I'm going to spend that money over there. Don't do it. Let me help you out. It's already getting ready to come. Hallelujah. Another one, a couple of weeks. Glory to God. So let me help you out. Just don't do it because, you know, you're stealing. You're robbing God. Hallelujah. So just don't do it. Hallelujah. And for you all who are not tithing, then you need to really listen at this message so you can tithe. Hallelujah. Let's keep it going. You know, regardless of your relationship with a person, the Lord might tell you to go over there, and he may tell you to take something and give it to this person. You may not even know them. Well, can you do that? If you ain't got love on the inside, that agape love, well, it don't matter who you lead me to, God. I'm going to do it. It don't matter what they did. If you tell me to do it, I'm going to do it. Glory to God. That's the kind of love that he had for us. He didn't say, well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to give my son, because guess what, old Prophetess Martha over there, yeah, she did, she gave her money, and this person didn't give theirs, so I'm not going to give them, I'm not going to bless them. No, he didn't say that. He gave his son for the whole world, regardless of what they did. Hallelujah. And that love was on the inside, and he only had one son to give. Can you give your only child like that to save another person, save someone else? Glory to God. You probably couldn't. Hallelujah. But let that love be on the inside. That's agape love. No matter what they do and how they look at you funny, sometimes they're going to look at you strange. Glory to God. But let me, I'm here to tell you, it don't matter how they look at you. Learn to have the love of God down on the inside, on your heart. Hallelujah. And you love them anyway. Do you know that if you can love a person beyond their faults, it will bring help to your bones, glory to God. It will bring you stress free, hallelujah. Every time that someone do something, you know, I can't stand that person. They make me sick. Now, is that the love of God? So, Lord, I don't like what they did. Lord, I hate what they did to me. But, God, I got to love them anyway. And let me tell you something. If you keep harboring on that same old thing and keep going on and on and on, guess what? You're feeding a blister. And what I mean is that thing is going to fester. And guess what? Before you know it, you're going to be looking at them crooked-eyed again. So learn how to forgive and learn how to have the love of God on the inside so you can forget. He didn't say in the word of God that, you know, okay, now she's sinning and I'm going to take my love back, because he didn't. When he gave his love, it was done and it was finished for everybody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So learn how to have that godly kind of love. You know, sometimes we need to just go back and go to the scriptures and just some of the stuff that we've already studied and went through. We need to go back and grab some of that. Hallelujah. You know, people say, well, I want some new word. No, you ain't getting that with the old word he gave you. Hallelujah. Learn how to love someone on the inside. Learn, and when you ask God to create in you a clean heart, renew the right spirit. Say, Lord, show me my heart. If my heart's not right towards this person, I want you to show it to me. And let me help you out. He will. If you don't mean it when you pray, he ain't going to do it. But if you mean it when you pray, he will do it, because he did it for me. I know. Because I said, Lord, if something's going on here that's not right, I want you to show me. If I got anything against anybody, any out against anybody, then I want you to show me. And he did. It was years and years ago. Glory to God. I ain't going to tell y'all my age. It's okay. But it was years and years ago. When he did, he showed it to me. And I'm going to tell you something. When that thing came, I mean, good God Almighty, it just broke. Like somebody just throwed a plate down on the floor and broke it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the kind of love that I wanted to have on the inside of me. I don't want to have all this stuff against this person and because you did that and because you did that and you did me wrong over here. Nah, I want to have the love of Christ on the inside. So, Lord, you tell me to go over there. I don't care. They might have been slap me in the face. You should turn the other cheek. But guess what? I'm going to go over there and say, okay, now listen, God just sent me over here, and this is yours, baby. Here, go ahead, take it, take it. You know, glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know what? Guess what? If there's someone and you think they're your enemy, they're going to look at you really, really strange. Well, why is she giving this to me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you're going to make them think about that. Well, you know what? I did them wrong. I did. Why are they giving it to me? Is there something wrong? Or they trying to put some poison in it and kill me? Glory to God. And all this old stuff. Glory to God. So he said, when you pray, when you stand praying, you believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you got to believe that nothing by no means going to hurt you. You got to stop going around walking in fear also. Hallelujah. So many times you walk in fear. Well, I know they're trying to get me here and they're trying to get me there. No, this ain't my message, but I strain just a little bit. You know, but don't think about that. Glory to God. You say, well, you know what, Lord, I'm going to go on in the name of Jesus. I'm going to pray over this right here and I'm going to take it all home and I'm going to do what I need to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what you got to do. When you got love in your heart, you know, can't nothing stop you. When you got the love down on the inside, you will go and you will help somebody. When you got love deep down on the inside of you, Lord, it don't matter. I don't care whatever you ask me to do. I'm going to do it. But you got to first love the Lord, thy God. Hallelujah. You got to have him on the inside of you. My God, so many times people will say, if you're talking to someone, you know, and they say, all right, then, all right, well, I'll see you later. Yes, and I love you. Do you feel that love? Let me help you out. No, absolutely not. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I always, when me and my children, I would always, before I hang up with them, you know, I said, okay, I said, I love you, glory to God. And I'd be waiting on the response, and they'll give it to you like quick. Because they know, I always tell them that, and I mean it. They know that, glory to God, hallelujah. And that's the type of love he wants us to have on the inside of us when we really, really mean it. Well, Lord, if I love you, I'm going to serve you. Lord, if I love you, I'm going to do what you tell me to do. Lord, if I love you, Lord God, I'm going to come outside of this box. I'm going to begin to go and tell somebody about a man named Jesus, glory to God, who died on Calvary and saved the whole world, not just me, hallelujah. When I was yet a sinner, he still, hallelujah, glory to God, he saved me. Do you have that kind of love? Hallelujah. You know what so many times you get caught up in, people? You get caught up in people. You let people characterize who you are, you know? Sometimes they'll say, well, you know what, you ain't no prophet. You are not a minister. You're not a pastor. You're not a teacher, preacher. It don't matter. Have the love of God on the inside of you. Say, well, you know what? It is what it is. You think what you want to think. Do what you want to do. But over here, I'm serving the Lord. Whatever you got going over there got nothing to do with me. And sometimes you ain't even got to explain yourself. Just walk on away. You have enough love in you, just walk on away. Say, Lord, you know what? Go by and save them. They need some saving. Hallelujah. Because they ain't saved. Because now you can tell people just want to think that everybody's a prophet. Everybody's an apostle. Everybody's a pastor. Everybody's a teacher. Everybody can do this. No, that's just not so. It's just not so. Everybody cannot do what God can do. Hallelujah. If he called you out, he called you out, hallelujah, to take you in. Glory to God, hallelujah. He will pick one out of that family, glory to God, that he knows right there on the edge, hallelujah. Glory to God, because one plant, one water, and God bring the increase. You got to have love on the inside. It ain't on the outside. It's on the inside. When you can love and continue on, you have such a love for people and you have such a passion for people. You'll want to see everybody saved. Hallelujah. You won't walk around where you know what, they ain't going to be saved. They ain't nothing going to happen to them. No, that ain't what you do. You say, God, I know if you did it for me, you can do it for them, Lord. Save them, Lord God. All that foolishness they've been in and all that craziness they've been caught up in, Lord God, dealing drugs. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. I saw someone not long before I got on. Hallelujah. When I was just getting ready and I was studying, I was quiet, just listening. Hallelujah. And seeing what the Lord wants to say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I saw someone. They slipped something in their pocket and they took the money in their hand and they slid it in their hand. And I saw what it was. Let me help you out. Glory to God. It was drugs. Don't do that, glory to God, hallelujah, because you're going to get caught. You keep on, you're going to get caught, glory to God, hallelujah. I break that drug addiction off of you right now in the name of Jesus. Even trying to distribute it, I break it off you right now, glory to God, hallelujah. And that person, hallelujah, that's caught up on in the name of Jesus, Lord God, break it right now in the name of Jesus. You got to have enough love in you to say, you know what, he can save anybody. Don't ever say that person can't be saved. Because look, come on now, what if somebody had said that about you? What I always learned, you know, don't say anything about others that you don't want no one to say about you. Hallelujah. You know, if you're going to speak negative over them and glory to God, and they're going to speak negative over you. Hallelujah. He said, whatever man soweth, that shall he reap. So understand, hallelujah, you're going to get it back. So have the love of Christ, just like he did when he died for us. And we believe it in him. And those who believe it in him shall be saved, glory to God, and shall have eternal life. So you got to learn how to believe. And we can quote scriptures all day, all night. But if you ain't got the love of God in you, ain't nothing going to happen. And some say, yeah, I know Jesus. Yeah, they always say they know Jesus. But do you have the love of God in your heart to not want to sin against him? Hallelujah. Because in Romans 5 and 8, but God commanded his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, glory to God, Just think about it. Even when we were in our midst, hallelujah, glory to God, he still loved us. So there are going to be some people yet in their midst, but you still got to learn how to love them. You still got to learn how to pray for them. You can't speak negative like that and say they won't never get saved. Hallelujah. You got to have a passion for God's people. My God. Because that's the only thing that's going to matter. Glory to God. All the land, the houses and cars and all this, all the tic-tacs and all that different stuff, it's going to fade away. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, all your soul, all everything down on the inside. You know, I would suggest that I know you say I wonder and think, but I think back on stuff that happened. I know this person, he worked so hard, and he had five jobs, hallelujah. He was working. I mean, he just got so greedy in money. He was just working. He had five jobs. I'm talking about completely. He would leave one and go to the other one. Go rest for how long? Probably about an hour. Leave one and go to the other one. Next, he was coaching on the weekends, and he was working two jobs here, there, and there. He had five jobs. Hallelujah. Well, he left God out of the equation of that. Hallelujah. He wasn't even in that. He's just working here, working there, working here, working there. Glory to God. And what happened? Hallelujah. His heart couldn't take it. Hallelujah. Well, if he had loved God and did what he wanted to do, pay his tithes and his offering, and don't worry about all that. Hallelujah. And he would have gave him his heart desire. So you got to remember, I don't care if you got 10, 15 jobs, whatever, you leave God out of the equation, hallelujah, you don't have anything. Understand, you got to have the love of God on the inside, not outside. People can see outside. Y'all dressed up, looking good. You wear your big hats, hallelujah. You wear your 3-inch heels, your stilettos, and all that good stuff, hallelujah. But do you have the love of God in your heart? Hallelujah. Enough to want to go out and snatch someone up, huh, and say, come on, baby, go to church with me. Come on, let's go serve the Lord. And then just talk to him constantly on the phone. Say, you know what, how are you doing? Are you serving God, baby? Is anything going on I can help you with or pray with you? Sometimes people are just so rough. And I'm not talking about those that's outside, hallelujah. I'm talking about Christian folks. You're just so rough sometimes when you talk to people. That's why no one wants to come to Christ, because you're so rough. They say, well, you know what? If they're a Christian like that and they're talking like that, I don't want no part of that. Now, is that love? You have to ask God. You know, I know this person, hallelujah, and they can just come so sweetly and mildly. I say, you know what? I'm glad you can do that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they can. Hallelujah, they just come so sweet, so mild, and they can ask, you know, if you need anything, you need me to pray with you about anything. It's just so meek, mild, and sweet to the point. It is, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. But some can't do that. You know why? Because you're missing your love. You're missing your love. So check your love walk. Don't always want to come and bite somebody's head off. Check your love walk. Sometimes it's just best if you don't say nothing. If you're always angry, just don't talk. Just be quiet. And that's the Lord to deal with you. Whatever that is going on the inside, hallelujah, glory to God. Whatever's in the bubble up and stir up something, just ask God to help you out. Hallelujah. Because guess what? He's the helper. He's the keeper of our soul. So check your love walk and make sure that you're loving the way you should. Make sure that you're doing everything that you know how to do. Let the love of God flow from the inside out. Love people so much, hallelujah, that you want to see them saved. You say, Lord, I want to see them saved. You know, and then you take it to the Lord in prayer. Say, Lord, save them. Bring them out of that mess they're in, Lord God. Lord, I need you to go in and fix it in their home, Lord. Whatever's going on, hallelujah. That's what we need to do, because one plant, one water. Remember, God's going to bring the increase. But the only way you can do those things, if you got the love of God in your heart. When you stand praying, understand, pray for someone else, and God will call out some other people's name to you for you to pray for. Glory to God. And stop right then and pray. He said, man, I'll always pray and not faint. You say, well, I ain't got nothing to pray about. There's plenty to pray about. Hallelujah. If you hadn't been watching the news and listening and hearing the things that are going on, the earthquakes, the fires, and all those people are losing their homes and different stuff going on, and hallelujah, then I just can't tell you. I don't know, but there's plenty to pray about. If you would just stop listening and rest in the Lord, thy God, and pray for others. Instead of praying for yourself, Lord, give me a man, give me a house, give me some more money. Look, it's all right to pray for yourself sometimes, but sometimes you got to just come outside of the box and pray for other people. When you have a love that touches so deep as the love of Christ, how he gave his son, hallelujah, to go ahead, hallelujah, for us to die for us. Come on, hallelujah. Then I know you got. If you got that kind of love, then you got the love of Christ on the inside. When you can sacrifice yourself for others and pray for others. I'm not talking about killing yourself, none of that. Come on now. I'm just saying, hallelujah. When you just leave you out of the equation and pray for those who are in need. I know there's people living on the street. You can pray for those people that they have shelter because it's getting cold here. It's getting cold here. And I know it's cold in other places. Lord, I pray for those people that they have warm coats. Lord, that they have warm blankets. You may not can get to them, but guess what? Prayer changes things. Lord, send somebody by in every state to give them a warm blanket, to give them a warm meal, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You got to have the love of God on the inside. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. It's short, but it's sweet. I see I have another caller. I'm going to go ahead, amen, and I'm going to take this call, hallelujah, glory to God. Caller 310. Caller 310, you're live and on the air. Can you give me your prayer request and where you're calling from? Caller 310, you're live and on the air. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I couldn't get the caller. Hallelujah. They pressed the one, but I couldn't get them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They have the love of God on the inside of you and let it come out on the outside of you. Have a love for God. You know, you got to love people too also because God created people. You can't just keep going around saying, well, you know what? I hate them. I just hate their ways. I can't stand them. You know what that's going to do? That's going to bring sorrow to your bones, glory to God. It's going to give you some dry bones. And the next thing you know, you're going to, and if you do that for them, you're going to do that to someone else. And before you know it, you have fallen, oh man, you have fallen over into an area on Satan's territory. And he likes for you to come on over here. Keep saying that. Come on over here. I got something for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's a place that you don't want to be in. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I couldn't get that caller. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. But I don't want you to forget, glory to God, about the coming up shows. And don't forget, Minister Elaine Jackson is next. And I did not announce that she is an author. And if you want to go purchase her book, you can go online on Facebook. She has all the instructions on how to purchase one of her books. And if you want to get in touch with her, you can call one of us. You can go and inbox one of us, and we will pass the message along. It don't have to be, amen, a friend on her page. It could be any of the WOW team. Hallelujah. Like I said, we're all connected. Hallelujah. We have the love over here that we are connected. So if you want to get her book, you can go ahead and call us. Amen. Or you can go on Facebook on her page, and she has all the information on how you can go to Amazon and get her book. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to do so. Her show is coming up next in the next, amen, 30 minutes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I want you to get a break, and you can go and get you some water, get some Kool-Aid, whatever you prefer, and hear what the Lord has to say for Minister Elaine Jackson. Glory to God. You know, we serve an awesome God. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I have to pray for someone. Amen. I don't know if they're on the line or not, but I want you to listen. Hallelujah. And they may go back and hear it. But I want to pray for, amen, someone whose name is Robert. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for him right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, Lord God, for Robert. Lord God, we pray, Lord, that you would strengthen him in his ministry, that you would strengthen him where he's weak, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, whatever, Lord God, he needs in his ministry, we ask you, Lord God, to give it to him right now in the name of Jesus, because we know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord, and nothing catches you by surprise. All those that's been trying to tear him down, oh God, we ask you, Lord God, to move them out of the way right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that the spirit of defeat has no, Lord God, room in your kingdom, because you don't sponsor failure, Lord. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare right now, Lord God, as he come forth, Lord God, walking in his ministry, we know, Lord God, that you will put people in his path, Lord God, that's going to help him, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know that you don't fail. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Glory to God. You've been trying to start a ministry, glory to God, but things have not been happening for you. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to pass you over, hallelujah, to my leaders. Come on over on this side, and they can tell you what to do, how to do, and when to do. Glory to God. You don't have to be out there alone. You don't have to keep crying, hallelujah, out and saying, Lord, I just don't know. Nobody wants to help me. Robert, hallelujah. I'm encouraging you now to come on over. Go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and let them know that you want to start your ministry. And no one wants to help you and tell you what to do and how to do it. Glory to God. You know, we all need help. We all need help. It's okay. You need help to start your ministry. It's okay. That's why God placed others around you. I got an apostle and a pastor. Come on with it. Hallelujah. And they'll help you. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I got to pray, hallelujah, for James. James, I know you've been weak and you've been battling with some things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you're letting this thing get you down. Hallelujah. My God, but God said not so. He said he's going to strengthen you in your ministry. Hallelujah, glory to God. He said right now you've been having a time, you know, with your sickness. Hallelujah, but right now in the name of Jesus, he said you are strong. Hallelujah, he's going to strengthen you in your ankle bones. He's going to strengthen your mind. Hallelujah, you've been reading the word and crying out through the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You said, Lord, what did this mean? This mean, this meaning, this meaning. You've been crying out. God's going to give you everything you need. Glory to God. So don't worry. Hallelujah. Continue to read. Continue to pray. Continue to stay in the word of God. God's going to give you everything you need. You won't be short. Hallelujah. I know. People, again, don't want to help you. I understand, but it's okay. God said he's going to give it to you, glory to God. And then they're going to wonder, where did he get this? How did he get this revelation? How did he get this knowledge? You just tell them, the Lord thy God gave it to me. Hallelujah. That's all you got to tell them, glory to God. And just be finished. Don't cast your pearls before swine, because they didn't want to help you. Hallelujah. And don't worry about it, because God is on your side. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead, hallelujah, and I don't like to leave the show without giving the call to salvation. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. I want you to mold me, Lord, into what you want me to be, oh, Father. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, to give me the strength, Lord God. I repent for all the things that I have done. Lord, oh my God, and I give my life to you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you said that prayer, we thank you and welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Get in a Bible-believing church. Don't forget to tune into the shows, hallelujah, to lead you and guide you and to help you in the right direction. Inbox me and let me know that that was you, because he's calling, hallelujah, you in this time and in this season. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get out of here. I don't see that caller. It didn't come back. Amen. Glory to God. You can hit me up on Facebook. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams. Hallelujah. If you need prayer and we couldn't get your call in, caller, but you can hit me up. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to close us out. I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction. Glory to God. Don't forget to tune in to Ministry Lane coming up next. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome week. Amen.